Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. I want to preview something we're going to be doing tomorrow, Al, only because of email feedback. We are trying to put together the top 16 Joe Conklin voices of all time.
Okay.
And currently on the fringe, on the bubble, to make the top 16 is a very quirky Conklin caller named Carmen. What we are going to do tomorrow is place him against three others that are up against the wall. Close, not sure.
That's no.
The fans tomorrow will have an opportunity via our internet poll to place Carmen in the 16 or to keep him out of it. Al, in many ways, he's offensive. He certainly is to me. In many ways, Al, he's an offensive caller. He calls people fat pigs. He puts families in the woods. There's a lot of negatives attached to Carmen.
I like Carmen.
It's well, then you get a chance tomorrow to vote him into the top 16. Okay. If you don't, next week, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
That will be one of your opportunities tomorrow. And we are going to, Al, I'm getting a tremendous pushback on an in memoriam segment we are planning. Oh. For all the characters, Conklin.
Yeah, you're getting pushback from me.
I understand that, Rhea, but there is something about one final goodbye to these characters.
Oh, you ain't kidding. It'll be a goodbye.
Yeah.
it'll be goodbye to Conklin,
wait,
to the characters.
When are you doing this?
And to us.
What day is this?
Next week.
What day is the memoriam thing?
Still in discussion.
Can you make it Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
You're off next week.
Thank you.
I will make it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, if it doesn't go well, Rhea Hughes will be your anchor from here on out. On the line with us, from Philly Voice. Big day for Philly Voice with us. They got some great writers there. Our good friend and NBA superstar, Kyle Newbeck. Hi, Kyle.
Wow, NBA superstar, Angelo. You're really giving me good billing this morning. I appreciate that.
I've been working with Billy, and anybody would be good after Billy. I'm joking. All right, let me start with something else, though, Kyle, because we're trying to weigh this report from CBS. A guy named, what's his name again? I can't even pronounce
Chris?
It.
Chris Trapasso.
Trapasso. He has a good record of breaking stories, and he's saying the Eagles are in serious conversations with Houston for Deshaun Watson. Kyle, when do you know a rumor is probably true? How do you gauge it?
Mostly when I just start hearing from people that I trust. You know, like I'm not familiar with this guy personally, but it does appear that he has some sort of track record of breaking news. He's not at the level of an Adam Schefter or an Ian Rappaport, et cetera, but you know, when you look into stuff like that and the people that you normally go to say, yeah, this is legit and, yeah, this is a guy that you can rely on, then, you know, you start to raise an eyebrow a little bit.
All right, because, see, Billy is training. I've learned a lot from Billy. Like Woj. Woj is the number one guy breaking stories in the NBA.
Yeah.
Billy, most of what he's getting, his information is coming from agents that he's kind of in cahoots with, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe GMs?
GMs and owners.
And people like that. So when you hear that, Kyle, do you try to, like, trace it back to figure out where that reporter – Woj gets so many of these stories. Do you go, oh, he probably got that from this agent or the agent for LeBron James, stuff like that. Do you do that detective work yourself, Kyle?
I definitely do, Angelo. And some of that, you know, that depends on the style of the report that's being made. When it's something as simple as, you know, a new contract signing, that in most cases is going to come from the agent. Now, when it comes to trade rumors, which, as you know, we've dealt with a lot of those this summer related to the Sixers, you have to consider, okay, who does it benefit that this is leaking out? Is it, for example, the Sixers, that the package is coming out there, that they're asking for the moon, and that makes them look like they're holding strong? Or is it coming from another team who maybe is trying to trade for a guy who wants to try to make it seem like they're not asking for that much, or that a guy like Ben Simmons or whoever else is available for a fairly low price? So, you know, there's politicking like that that you always have to consider whenever these leaks come out from a reporter.
All right, what's the latest leak on Ben Simmons? The last thing I had heard around the draft last week, where it was four number ones and two players, right? But Kyle, is that the last leak we got on what it would take to get Ben Simmons out of Philly?
Yeah, I think, Angelo, the leaks, at least as far as I have been made aware of, have been pretty consistent that, you know, the Sixers want a big return for Ben Simmons. Now, what that looks like depends on which team they'd be dealing with. Like, I think if they get more of a ready-made all-star type guy, you know, your Dame Lillard's, your Bradley Beal's, even like a Zach LaVine, then maybe you're not asking for extra stuff on top of that, or at least a lot of extra stuff. Now, if you're making a deal with the Clevelands, the Sacramentos, the teams that have younger players that are not at that star threshold yet, but maybe their players might get there one day, they're asking for, you know, the Godfather picks offer, lots of first-round picks into the future, maybe because they want to be able to flip those picks so they can go get a guy like a Damian Lillard and a Bradley Beal. And then the other side of that is, I just don't think anybody has ponied up anywhere close to the offer that the Sixers have wanted quite yet.
So Billy is kind of sending me more toward the middle. Billy was more on they're going to do something. Now Billy is back where maybe they won't. Are you in the same spot, Kyle? Are you saying right now there's a pretty good chance Ben's back?
I think there's a decent chance. You know, like, I think, Angelo, if you look at Daryl Morey's track record, and even if you just look at the signing he made of Andre Drummond this week, he's okay with things being a little bit awkward if he thinks he can hold out and get the best value out of a deal or out of a situation. Like, he's not going to trade Ben just for the sake of trading Ben. And so I think that is something to keep in mind throughout this. I think there have been some pretty credible reports that, you know, on Ben's side of things and on his camp side of things, they would be more than okay with moving on from this situation. I think Ben certainly heard the comments that Joel Embiid made, that Doc Rivers made right after the loss. I think Ben doesn't necessarily appreciate being the lone scapegoat for how things went in the second round. And, you know, a fresh start might be the best thing for him. So I think it's an interesting game of chicken. If this goes on longer, Angelo, and if we approach, you know, the preseason or even the regular season and Ben's still here, I wonder if he starts to put some more pressure on the team to try to get something done. But that still remains to be seen.
I'm glad you brought Embiid's name into this. Billy, I want you in on this. I don't think Embiid wants to play with Simmons anymore. And wouldn't that be a major factor, Billy? I'll start with you on that. If Embiid says to Daryl Morey, I don't want to play with this guy. Yesterday there was a video of Embiid playing tennis with Daryl Morey.
How's that knee going?
Yeah. I don't even know what happened to his knee. Kyle, did he get the operation or didn't he, Embiid?
Yeah, as far as I am aware, he has not had an operation. And when we talked to Daryl Morey about the knee on draft night, he said he was a little evasive, but he said that they feel good about their plan for him.
I'm starting to wonder if it was torn. I don't even know what to believe anymore. If Embiid says he doesn't want Ben back, Billy, is Ben back?
Yes, I think they'll convince him that in order to help you, we've got, you know, if they can't get the right deal like Cal said, they're not just going to trade him, give him away, because then they'll say, Joel, we can give him away, but then the team won't be as good.
Kyle, do you think Joel Embiid wants to play another season with Ben Simmons?
I don't think he does necessarily, Angelo, but I also think if you pay attention to how Joel Embiid has tried to handle himself in the media over the last year or two. I think he has started to understand the impact and the weight that his words have. And I think he doesn't necessarily want to be the guy that's blamed if Ben Simmons is sent out of town. Like, he knows that then that becomes a part of his reputation. Like, oh, he's difficult and he couldn't make this work. Like, I think if you ask Joel, hey, if you could play with a guard that is a high-level perimeter scorer rather than Ben Simmons, if he was being honest with you, he'd probably tell you, yeah, that'd be a better situation for me. But I think if we talk to Joel down the road or right now and he's on the record in any way, shape, or form, he's going to give you the political answer because he understands, you know, that has an impact on his perception around the league.
Makes sense. One more. Why the hell is fan analyst Danny Green back? The last time he opened his mouth, he stuck his foot in it, telling the fans they can't boo Ben Simmons. Why did they re-sign him for $20
million? So the primary reason, Angelo, is they had very little recourse to replace Danny if they let him go. Based on what they had available in terms of cap space and the mechanisms of the salary cap, paying Danny doesn't really matter. They could have paid him a ton of money, and it didn't really impact them one way or another in terms of flexibility. But if they let him go, they had no way to replace the shooting, no way to replace the team defense. I understand that those comments were annoying to some people, but, you know, Danny is a solid bet. He's a good locker room guy. So I think they almost had to bring him back. There's going to be some sort of reckoning with those comments at some point. Maybe we'll see some nice, healthy booze on opening night. But,
yes, that's the way to do it. Since he is such a great analyst of our behavior, why don't we turn it against him? Let's boo his ass. I love Kyle Newbeck. You're brilliant. Thank you so much, as always, for coming out, Kyle. Great stuff. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on, Angelo.
Philly Voice, check him out every day. The kid is he is such a good writer. And you look, it's like listening to Billy. These guys understand. You understand? Billy, you would listen to him nod. This kid knows what he's doing,
doesn't he? He does, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.